O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. That passage is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. What graves was Ezekiel talking about? Well, it was not the grave of death, because he was promising that they would be brought back to their homeland. This reading was written at a time when the leading people of Israel had been taken captive, and they had spent some 50 years in a foreign land, in the land of Babylon. And they were hopeless. They wondered, would they ever go back to their homeland? Would they ever again have a temple? Would they ever again really be a people? And Ezekiel keeps offering them messages of hope that God is going to raise them up, bring them back to their homeland. What Ezekiel promised in the name of God became a reality. Suddenly, quite unexpectedly, a new king came to power, and he sent them back to their homeland. And not only did he send them back, he sent them back with money. Money to build the temple. What does the passage mean for us? The church gives it to us here in this Lenten season to tell us that God can raise us too from our graves. Not the graves of death, physical death, but the other graves that we have in our lives. Like the graves of our sinfulness, of our anger, our hatreds, the graves of our prejudices, our addictions. It may be our lying. It might be the pornography to which we are caught up in. It might be illicit relationships. It might be dishonesty. So often in life, we have those things, and we try to overcome them, and yet we kind of find ourselves trapped in them, and we don't know the way out. Ezekiel is saying to us, the church is saying to us, God will raise us from our graves. That God gives us the hope that we can overcome these things. We can find new life. We go to the second reading. St. Paul reminds us that if we are in Christ Jesus, the Spirit of Christ lives within us. And that Spirit is what gives us the power to be transformed, to live new lives, to become new people. But of course, we have to open our hearts to that Spirit. We have to want to let go of those things that enslave us, that bind us, that bring death to us. But Paul is promising us that if we want to, if we are willing to let go of those things, God, through the power of His Spirit, the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ living and working in us, can free us from the slavery of sin. In some way, it is a death. Because we have to die to that sense that I can do it myself. I've got the power and the strength in me to overcome everything. And the reality is that we don't. But if we're going to overcome those things that enslave us, it is going to be the power of Christ working in our lives. We die. We die to ourselves. We die to our independence, our self-sufficiency. And we acknowledge in the very depths of us that we need a Savior. We need a Redeemer. We need the power of the Spirit to make us anew. Just as Jesus died on the cross, died to this world, we die also. Not physically, but on another level. Acknowledging our helplessness, our neediness, our dependence. And that in that very death, God can raise us to new life and give us new hope. In the gospel reading, John has Martha answering a question that Jesus asked her. Do you believe? I suspect John was not writing that question just to tell us a story about Martha. But it was a question that he wants every one of his readers, everyone who hears that story, to answer throughout the centuries. Do you believe in this Jesus Christ? It's a question for you. It's a question for me. Do I believe? Do I believe in this Jesus who died and rose? Do I believe enough in Him that I can surrender my life to Him? Do I believe enough in Him that that relationship with Him becomes the most important relationship of my life? Am I willing to surrender everything to Him? That question is a question for each of us. Do I believe? And finally, it is a question which even goes deeper. It asks us, do I believe that if I give myself to Him, He can even raise me from the grave of death and give me life that will last forever?